It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Here's your halftime performer Thanksgiving Day.
I hear he's going to play this 3 times.
Yeah, he might. It's funny because we asked the question, is there any other songs?
Doug, who cares about the other songs? Shaboozy, a bar song, also known as Tipsy, recorded a landmark 17 weeks in the top Billboard Hot 100.
Really?
That's a record for an artist with no accompanying acts. That's right. A record, Gator.
To the four.
Hot 100, 17 weeks in a row.
It's impressive.
Don said on Twitch here, when I asked the question, does he have any other songs? Don said, no, he doesn't, Doug. He played opening night for the Utah hockey team, and he just did a bar song over and over.
He don't need any other songs, man.
No. Apparently he did a Spider-Man song. I don't know. So maybe he does something for the movie. I don't know.
What's the best performance you saw live at halftime, whether it could be basketball, football?
At a game?
Yeah. Something related to sports, I guess.
And you know what's funny is, didn't a few years ago, like, remember that era where the Pistons were parading out Color Me Bad one night, then it would come Boys to Men and like all these... Hey, tonight, Snow. Like all these performers from the 80s.
Raptors must have been in town that night.
All the performers from the 80s.
Yeah.
That was their big halftime thing. I don't know if I've ever seen one that really moved the needle.
Well, I saw Morris Day in the MF in Time.
Yeah.
At a halftime of a Pistons game. And I was going to say Pistons show, but it's a Pistons game.
Yeah.
It was amazing. They were awesome. They were so great.
Yeah.
And then I saw, well, this is a little bit different, but to open up the hockey season in 2008-2009 hockey season.
Yep.
Def Leppard did like a 3-song set to kick off the NHL from the Fox Theater. It was pretty cool.
I mean, there's no like Ed Sheeran experience, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I mean, none of us have had that opportunity.
Well, those people in Tampa did.
Well, they were blessed.
Yep. That was for an NFL opener. For people who missed it, the NFL had a poster, a movie poster for the season opener. It was Dallas and New England. And in the background was Dak Prescott and Tom Brady. And in the foreground, in the movie poster, was Ed Sheeran, because he was doing a pregame mini concert, small show. And we were like, so Ed Sheeran is a bigger draw than the football game.
You get a satin jacket. I mean, yeah.
Well, if you're lucky, you're one of the first.
Well, yeah, I mean, good luck.
So the NFL was then selling NFL Ed Sheeran gear, and I tried to buy Gator a Ed Sheeran satin jacket, but they were sold out.
It was expensive, too.
It was $250, and I'm like, you know, this will be worth it because it'll be good for the show to get Gator this Sheeran satin jacket, and it was $250 sold out.
I would have rocked that jacket.
I know you would have. Sheeran.
In a world turned upside down by COVID-19, Ed Sheeran, one man stands alone.
So no, I can't. So you saw Morris Day in the Time. Kang, did you ever see any halftime performer that was?
My favorite halftime performer is Red Panda. She's on the unicycle with the porcelain soup bowls.
Amazing.
She's amazing.
I think that's
absolutely amazing.
That's AI. There's no way that's real.
Dude, she is. That's the best. You can't top that. Everything else is second place for me. But I don't know if you're just talking musical act, because that...
Yeah, I was talking musical act, don't apologize. That's a great call. Red Panda.
Red Panda.
The goat.
Yes. Change your name to Red Goat, yeah. Right?
Do you think Red Panda is like a millionaire?
Yes.
I mean, Red Panda, every time she goes and performs, at every game I've ever been at, it's gotten to the point now where people go, oh, I'm not getting up. I'm watching a halftime show. That's one. And
she
two
break
is,
a plate? No.
Two is everyone's in complete and total awe of Red Panda.
The crowd is always oohing and on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I, you know, like, Shibuzi's cool and all. Apparently, they couldn't get Red Panda.
Red Panda is like Shibuzi and Blue Man Group combined.
Wow.
With the illusionary effect of David Copperfield. And what do you get? Red Panda.
Red Panda. She's on a unicycle, man.
Like a high unicycle, and not a little one. Like, it's like 10 feet high.
It's like fall to your death stuff. And she's got 12 bulls on her foot. And she kicks them in the air and catches them on her head.
Ridiculous.
Dude. And I'm supposed to be impressed with like some lob, backdoor lob after that?
Right.
No.
No.
She steals the show every time.
I think that show America's Got Talent, whatever, every week Simon Cowell is like, it's a fantastic act, but it's not Red Panda. It's a pass for me, dog.
And by the way, the rest of the halftime performers that do their cool, like, here's trampoline dunkers, and I got a dog that catches a frisbee. And they must be like, this blanking Red Panda's killing us.
I mean, look, we've had Shakira and J-Lo and Eminem and all these Aerosmith and all these great acts we've seen at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Really, don't we just want Red Panda? Do we need to see the musical acts get up there?
We've had hologram Tupac. And if you put it up to a
even
phone,
hologram Tupac takes a side. Whoa.
Hologram Tupac's like, now that's impressive.
Yeah.
Red Panda makes like a Fiero in space seem believable. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Like, all right, I can believe a Fiero in space. Yeah. If Red Panda's real.
You do the math, I do the driving.
And he's turning the steering wheel.
He's turning the steering wheel.
What, which Fast and Furious
Fast
was that?
Fast 9.
F9.
Yeah, F9. All right. F9. It was on like a week and a half ago, and I had to watch the last hour of it. I could not stop watching.
To see
and
the Fiero in space?
Yes, to see how they decided that they were going to go with a Fiero in space because they had to alter the path of a satellite. We're just going to drive right through it. Like, what? You're going to what? In a Fiero? And you know, something that would obviously take years to calculate and get all the specs together to strap it to the back of a rocket ship to throw it out into space.
Right.
Not when in the Fast 9 world. No. The Fast 9 world, you simply get permission from The Rock to go ahead and do something like this. Mr. Nobody says, yep, you got it. And then you strap a Fiero to a rocket, and it goes into space and it saves the world. That's what happens.
All right. What happened?
That's a franchise.
Yeah, well.
And Red Panda outdoes it.
Red Panda outdoes everything.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.